Tackle with Wole G Sports Podcast. This is where sports lives. The problem with Chelsea fans is that they are more serious than players. They win everything before they even kick a ball. Colombia will no longer act as co-host for the 2021 Copa America. CONMEBOL confirmed on Thursday. The nation had been scheduled to hold the competition alongside Argentina, including the final on July 10, which was to be played in Barranquilla's Estadio Metropolitano. But ongoing protests at the country's governance forced CONMEBOL to intervene. The world football leaders are set to meet today at FIFA's 71st assembly to discuss the feasibility of holding a men's and women's World Cup every 2 years instead of every four. Which means more games for the players. What's your take on this? Some medical professionals are facing a homicide investigation related to Diego Maradona's death. Leaked audio of discussions between doctors and members of Maradona's team suggests that he may not have received proper care following brain surgery 2 weeks prior to his death. Ronaldo to lead Portugal's Euro defense as holders and now scored. Meanwhile, Hansi Flick set to snub Barcelona to become Germany's boss. You are welcome to another fourth episode of Attack with Wole G. I am Opola Bimidepola, also known as Wole G, the prophet with the oil of goals and assists. Very much Chelsea and Leicester City charged by FA for failing to control players and attitude to what's happening in the English Premier League. The first defender since Steve Nicol in 1989. The second Portuguese winner after Cristiano Ronaldo. The third winner in their first season in England. Youngest winner since Gareth Bale. Say hello to the 2021 Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year, Ruben Dias, England. Tottenham will target Brendan Rodgers if Leicester City fail to qualify for the Champions League. Meanwhile, Arsenal reportedly identified Norwich City's Emiliano Wenger as the perfect replacement for Martin Odegaard. Harry Kane has told Tottenham he wants to leave the club. Meanwhile, Manchester United, Manchester City and Chelsea have all been in touch with his representatives. His preference is to stay in the Premier League. And have the situation sorted before the Euros. Meanwhile, Spartak Moscow have announced Victor Moses will be joining the club on a permanent deal from Chelsea this summer. Chelsea and Leicester City have also been charged by the Football Association following the ugly scenes towards the end of their match at Stamford Bridge on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, in the other part of Manchester, yes, in the blue part of Manchester, City reportedly want to open contract talks with Raheem Sterling this summer, with the club planning to offer the forward a new long-term deal. Harry Maguire has raised hopes he will be fit for the Europa League final next week after he was spotted without his crutches or protective boots. Manchester United centre-back Maguire congratulates legend Cantona on his well-deserved induction into the Premier League Hall of Fame. John Barnes believes Harry Kane should turn down the advances of Premier League champions Manchester City and instead sign for United or Chelsea this summer. Meanwhile, Tottenham are also interested in signing Joachim Andersen from Lyon this summer. The defender is keen to stay in England after spending the season on loan at Fulham. Chris Wilder is the target for West Bromwich Albion as they seek a manager to deliver an immediate return to the Premier League next season. Shaku Fo have announced that Shogran Mustafi will be released at the end of the season after just 3 months spent with the German side. Meanwhile, Wolves winger Adama Traore is in talks over a new contract at the Premier League club. Liverpool set up new supporters board ahead of next season to ensure fan representation on the club's board of directors in the wake of the failed European Super League breakaway. UEFA could extend the deadline for finalizing the attendance at the Wembley final of the Euro 2020 in the hope it offers increasing capacity to a 90,000 full house if the country stays on track to lift lockdown restrictions from June 21. Meanwhile, Arsenal prepared to cash in on midfielder Joe Willock this summer to help fund a permanent deal for Martin Odegaard, according to reports. Kelechi Iheanacho is the first player in Premier League history to score a goal on all 7 days of the week within a single season in the competition. Heaven, sweet, sweet heaven, sweet dreams for Kelechi in the EPL this season. Is that he has had a it has been so great for him, for the Nigerian thus far. I final fixtures and a match league game week 38 in the Premier League this season. And that's to take place on Sunday, the 23rd of May 2021. Arsenal will be at the Emirates against Brighton and Hove Albion, who defeated Manchester City during the last game. Meanwhile, Aston Villa will be hosting Roman Abramovich's Army. Fulham will be hosting Newcastle United. Relegated West Bromwich Albion will be away at Leeds United. Meanwhile, struggling Tottenham FC will be away at top four hopefuls Leicester City. And Liverpool will struggle, will try to make it into the top four on the final day of the season against Crystal Palace. While champions Manchester City will be hosting Everton at the Etihad. Burnley will be away at Sheffield United. Meanwhile, Jesse Lingard's West Ham United. Yes, the subject West Ham United, who has not really been in a good form this past couple of weeks, would be at home against Southampton. While Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's boys, Manchester United, will be away at Wolves. And to what's happening in Spain in the Spanish La Liga, Delima Ronaldo has promised 150,000 euros to each player of Real Valladolid if they beat Atletico Madrid on the last day of La Liga. He owns Real Valladolid with 82% of the shares. And very quickly, a quick one for you to know. Yes, if Real Valladolid loses against Atletico Madrid, they will be relegated to Division 2. Kylian Mbappe will sign his Real Madrid contract and officially join the club in the summer, according to Spanish reports. Meanwhile, Frank Rijkaard is on the table to replace Ronald Koeman as the manager for the new season. Rijkaard was already the coach of Barca's Laporta back in 2003 and is highly valued by important players in the locker room. Barcelona will meet with several representatives of first team players next week. Possibly 8 players will be told to leave the club and look for a new destination. Meanwhile, Thomas Lemar won't be available for Atletico Madrid for their final game of the 2020-2021 season. Barcelona have decided to sell Sergio Roberto this summer. The club considered that his stage at Barca has come to an end. Meanwhile, Sergio Aguero is set to accept Barcelona's contract until June 2023 with a salary under 10 million euros muted. He hopes to complete final details and sign after the UEFA Champions League final. Barcelona have also confirmed to Memphis Depay that they are offering him a contract until 2023 or 2024, according to Fabrizio Romano. Memphis Depay says, "Barcelona are interested in signing me, it's true, but there are also other clubs in the race. I have not decided my future at the moment. I need some time, then I would choose my next club." Juventus have Antoine Griezmann on their radar in case Cristiano Ronaldo leaves the club. The Italian side financial situation is very, very delicate, making a loan deal much more attractive. Marc-André ter Stegen has undergone a therapeutic procedure on the patellar tendon of his right knee yesterday by Dr. Akan Alfredson. He's out for at least 2 months. Meanwhile, Real Madrid will get 52.5 million euros or 59.5 million euros depending on if they win La Liga on Saturday. The winner gets 59.5 million euros while second place takes home 52.5 million euros as rewards for playing in the league. Real Madrid captain Sergio Ramos has returned to training with the rest of his teammates ahead of Real Madrid's duel with Villarreal on Saturday. Sergio Dest was called up to the United States squad list to face Switzerland, Honduras and Costa Rica. Meanwhile, Barca's president Juan Laporta will meet up with the players to propose a new pay cut. The team isn't really keen on doing so since it would be the third pay cut in the past year. While Real Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane will sit down with club president Florentino Perez early next week for a final decision on his future at the club. Very quickly to important fixtures in the La Liga this weekend. Celta de Vigo will be hosting Real Betis in the early kickoff. Meanwhile, Barcelona will be away at Eibar. Elche will be hosting Athletic Club. Valencia will be away at Huesca. Osasuna will be hosting Real Sociedad. Meanwhile, Real Madrid, yes, will be playing against Villarreal, hoping to defeat Villarreal. Meanwhile, hoping and praying Atletico Madrid falls against Real Valladolid for Real Madrid to be champions on the final day. Meanwhile, Real Valladolid, yes, will be hosting Atletico Madrid, trying to avoid the drop, hoping they can see out the victory against Atletico Madrid on the final day of the season. Meanwhile, to what's happening in Germany, yes, in the German Bundesliga, Douglas Costa seems set for a return to Gremio this summer and will reportedly move back to his homeland on another loan deal. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich have paid Douglas Costa's full salary of around 11 million euros during his loan spell. FC Bayern have also contacted the agents of Liverpool midfielder Jorginho Wijnaldum and have expressed their interest in signing the Dutchman. Welcome to important fixtures in the German Bundesliga this weekend. Bayern Munich will be hosting Augsburg. Champion Bayern Munich will be hosting Augsburg. Meanwhile, Borussia Dortmund will be hosting Bayer Leverkusen. Freiburg will be away at Eintracht Frankfurt. Hoffenheim will be hosting Hertha Berlin. Schalke 04 will be away at Köln. Stuttgart will be hosting Arminia Bielefeld. Meanwhile, RB Leipzig will be trying to secure the second place spot by being away at Union Berlin and trying to defeat Union Berlin. So what's happening in Italy? Yes, in the Italian Serie A, Massimiliano Allegri rejected the Tottenham Hotspur job, remaining in the frame for Real Madrid, Napoli or Juventus. Italian reports claim Moussa Fontes will leave Leicester City and take over as chief scout for Jose Mourinho's Roma. Meanwhile, Gianluigi Buffon wrote an emotional message to Juventus fans who were the frame within which he painted his Bianconeri history. Together we sank and together we were reborn, he said. Meanwhile, Sky Italia claims the Serie A referee suspended for an expensive scandal are Fabrizio Pasqua, Federico Lapena and Ivan Rubilota. Inter Milan should have 1,000 fans at San Siro for their final game of the season against Udinese, plus 4,500 in an area outside to view this Serie A trophy ceremony. Grêmio have officially contacted Juventus to sign Douglas Costa and the deal is now imminent. He's leaving Bayern Munich at the end of the season. Grêmio board already agreed personal terms with Douglas Costa, who is gonna reduce his salary to go back to Brazil. It's increasingly unlikely Yakan Çalhanoğlu will stay at Milan. So potential replacements include Josip Ilicic of Atlanta, Eric Mkhitaryan of Roma, and Rodrigo De Paul. Very good important fixtures in the Italian Serie A this weekend. Champions Inter Milan will be hosting Udinese in the early kickoff. Atlanta will be playing against AC Milan. Meanwhile, Juventus will be away at Bologna, hoping they can get a win. Meanwhile, hoping Milan falls against Atlanta for them to get into the top three and qualify for the Champions League smoothly. Meanwhile, Napoli will be hosting Hellas Verona. Lazio will be away at Sassuolo. Roma will be away at Spezia and Andrea Belotto. Torino will be hosting Benevento. Welcome to what's happening in France and in the French Ligue 1. In the French Ligue 1, Paris Saint-Germain and Brazil star Neymar shares video of himself receiving COVID jab before wishing the whole world may be vaccinated as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain have offered Kylian Mbappe a 4-year contract with similar wages to Neymar's new deal. The Frenchman wants to make his decision after the Euros to give Paris Saint-Germain enough time to make summer signings. PSG and Chelsea are both eyeing Barcelona midfielder Miralem Pjanic, according to reports in France. Nice have informed Barcelona that they want to activate their purchase option on Jean-Claire Todibo. The French side will pay 8.5 million euros to Barca. Welcome to important fixtures in the French Ligue 1. Hangers will be hosting champions to be Lille. If Lille can get 3 points against Hangers, they will be champions of Ligue 1 for the first time in 7 to 8 years. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain will be away at Brest, hoping to defeat Brest and hoping Lille loses for them to retain their champion's crown. Lens will be hosting Monaco. Olympique Marseille will be away at Metz. Nantes will be hosting Montpellier. Nice will be away at Olympique Lyon. Meanwhile, Reims will be hosting Bordeaux. And on the home scene and in Africa, yes, on the home scene and in Africa, dates, venue, times of Super Falcons USA tournament matches have been confirmed. Meanwhile, NFF suspends referee Alajiki Joel indefinitely after dubious stalls vs. Vandreza match. Wiki Tourist appoints Baba Jibril as new coach. DR Congo withdraws from Big Soccer Africa Cup of Nations. Tiki Taka International begins football scouting program in Abuja today. At inauguration, PNIC charges Women's Football Committee on grassroots development. Meanwhile, Governor Ogbani to watch Chidiofo Okenwa on their 13th tournament final as two stars battle for trophy. Welcome to important fixtures in the CAF Champions League at the quarterfinal round. Mamelodi Sundowns will be hosting Al Ahly for the second leg. The first leg, Al Ahly defeated Mamelodi Sundowns 2-0. Meanwhile, Simba will be hosting Kaizer Chiefs also for the second leg, having lost 0-4 to Kaizer Chiefs in the first leg. Belouizdad will be hosting Sorry, we'll be away at Estunis the Superiors as Tunis, while MC Alger will be away at Wydad Casablanca. And in the CAF Confederation Cup, very quickly, Eibar will be playing at home against Pyramids. Cotton Sport will be away at Giraffe. Kabil will be hosting CS Faxien, while Raja Casablanca will be hosting South Africa's Orlando Pirates. And that's all we can take on today's episode. We've come to the end of an amazing episode of the Sport Podcast. A very big thank you to you, yes, you, amazing listener, for listening to this Sport Podcast from the beginning right until the end, and also for sharing and posting on all social media platforms and keeping yourself also informed about the happenings in the world of sports, especially football. You are the real MVP, and we are proud, so proud of you. I can't wait to hear from you through our Gmail, mstix@gmail.com, and on our social media platforms on Instagram at Woliji, that's at WOLIING, and on Twitter at Bimdepola, that's at GBEMIDEPOOLA, and on our Facebook page at Ataku with Woliji Podcast. Your thoughts, reviews, and any burning question you'd like to ask us or want us to treat on the Ataku segment with Woliji is highly welcome. And remember, together we'll score goals for fun. Can I hear you say it's a goal?
Hard tackle with Wally G. Sports beyond boundaries. Hard tackle with Wally G. Sports Podcast. Peace.